Chapter 6. The ponies had taken shelter in a tiny cave next to the river below Canterlot. Every pony was wet and bedraggled, but seemed to be all right.
"Every pony okay?"
Applejack asked as she fished her soaking cowpony hat out of the water. The limp brown brim dripped onto her mane.
"We just got our cupcakes handed to us by the worst party crashers ever!"
Pinkie Pie marveled. She wrung her curly mane, and a bucket's worth of water came pouring out. Every pony agreed on that point, but no pony could decide what the best next course of action would be. Rainbow Dash wanted to go back and fight, but Spike insisted that the sheer size and number of the storm creatures would make it impossible. Always the practical one, Applejack pointed out that they had to decide quickly. They couldn't just stay in the cave forever. And they couldn't let Tempest Shadow find Twilight. As discussion turned to theories about what might have happened to the evil unicorn's broken horn, Twilight trotted to the water's edge to think. Everything had come crashing down so fast. What was she supposed to do now? The kingdom was under occupation, and she was the only princess who'd escaped. It was up to her to rescue every pony. Suddenly, Twilight's mind replayed the events for her, and she remembered a clue. Celestia had been telling Luna to seek help from some pony.
"The queen," Twilight mumbled to herself.
"Yeah, the queen,"
chirped Pinkie Pie. Then her face fell.
What queen?"
"The queen of the hippos?" Twilight replied. When she said it out loud, it sounded ridiculous, even to her.
"Hippos?" Rainbow Dash scoffed. "Seriously?"
Twilight nodded. "They're somewhere south, past the Badlands." Fluttershy cowered.
"That means we'll have to leave Equestria."
Her voice was so tiny it was practically a squeak.
"I'm not even packed,"
Rarity whimpered, thinking of all the situations she might find herself in without the proper outfit. She shuddered. "I understand you're scared, and no pony else has to go," Twilight replied. She glanced up to the sky where the airships were still hovering. Thinking of the citizens left in Canterlot made her stomach lurch. "But I have to find this queen. She might be our only hope to save Equestria." Twilight took a deep breath and turned on her hooves to leave. She had no choice. If her friends didn't come, she would just have to go it alone.
"Well, you're not getting all the glory," Rainbow Dash chimed in. "We're in this together."
The Rainbow Pegasus flew over to Twilight and gave her an encouraging smile. The others gathered around and nodded in agreement. The princess felt a wave of relief wash over her as she realized her friends were all going to be behind her on the journey. She hadn't let herself admit that she had been scared to be alone. Now all they had to do was find out which direction was south.
That way?
Spike pointed his claw toward the edge of a forest, thick with wide-trunked trees.
"Let's go find this hippo! Boingy, boingy, boingy!"
Pinkie Pie bounced over in her signature style and took the lead.
"Hey, any pony up for a game of I Spy?"
The others groaned and trotted after her, bracing themselves for the potentially long journey ahead. At least they had one another.